为什么？
What an explosive start to 2021, right? I mean, we are back from vacation. We had a great Christmas, a wonderful New Year. And I know that what we're looking at is something we've never seen before. I mean, when's the last time we watched anarchists and communists freely roaming taxpayer-funded streets, openly assaulting federal officers with dangerous explosives? Psh, that's just what we call a normal Friday night. Not to mention our favorite activity, destroying small businesses who are actually in their worst season in the history of this country. Oh, well, fellow arsonists ignite public property like trash cans and American flags. Let's not talk about that. Without any repercussions at all. Well, of course, we haven't seen anything like that since at least 2020. And sadly, though, as I wish we would have had a little more relief, New Year kicked off with some more of what you'd expect in major cities across the country, with American unity spirit, like, I don't know, violence, destruction, and chaos, what you've come to expect from this nation. But you probably didn't hear about that, did you? No. I'm assuming you did not. And that's because you don't follow me on Instagram and Twitter. But if you did, you would know this because the media is trying to cover it all up and act like nothing is going wrong in this country. That's why this show is here specifically to expose the damning evidence behind the New Year's riots, along with some insane things that happened that night across the country, showing the corruption around the world. And we will also talk a little bit about what's going to happen on January 6th. Guys, welcome back to Slightly Offensive. We are here genuinely. This is the best worst show on Blaze TV. Of course, reminding you with insane 8K graphics and with your 11th to 12th, hopefully at least, favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer. And thankfully, if you ever thought God was dead or you're an atheist, I have proof God is real. I do, because he answered your prayers. We are expanding this podcast. It'll now premiere 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays on this channel and at blazetv.com/Elijah. I know. The crucifixion, the resurrection, not enough. This show 3 times a week? Somebody's been praying for you. Your mom knows what you need. Well, anyway, at least my grandma will be happy. She watches this show. And as we start the new year, please remember this. There's something vital. Tech censorship is out of control. And we need you to please hit that subscribe button below to support the fight for truth. And also please turn on that bell so you receive our notifications and get to watch my slightly above average face every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right as it drops. Anyway, thank you guys so much again for coming back to this show. We are back. We are heated. A lot of you probably don't realize, but at the start of the new year, crazy riots broke out. I know we all thought those were going to be over. Somehow that this wasn't going to continue into the new year. Even myself had been duped, saying that we had thought that the riots came to a close. Of course, all of these clips are from independent streamers, as well as independent PDX journalists and BG on the scene. Thank you so much for the fair use, and please check them out on Twitter. Well, things came off to an interesting start out in Portland. What you're seeing here is small businesses, which we know have had their greatest year in 2020, were targeted by anarchists, Black Bloc, and Black Lives Matter activists in Portland. Now, of course, that won't really surprise you, because nothing really surprises us when it comes to Portland, unless, of course, you mean that Antifa took showers. Now, that's new news. But, of course, watching, you know, public property be eviscerated in front of our eyes, watching arsonists set things on fire. I mean, what better way to have an event than to just spit in the face of your country, light the American flag on fire, and create an unlawful assembly? And that's actually what happened, which is very interesting that as people continue to burn flags, break up shops, including a Chase Bank, and very successfully light a flag on fire. I mean, that is so good. I mean, it, really, truly, for not accomplishing anything in life, for being an arsonist, at least they've done something good or that they could be proud of. They even have F your fence there. Totally awesome. I've heard of pansexual, people who have sex with pans. Never people who want to have sex with fences. Some of people that have a lot of questionable sex are on the fence, but that's another story. So this popped off, but also it popped off in Seattle a little bit as well. I want to play a clip that's important. Not only was the left wing rioting and protesting, but much more peacefully, of course, with many less broken windows. In Seattle, I believe, I don't know, actually this is not Seattle, but in Washington, right wingers were also pressed to let people know they were unhappy when they were calling for the arrest of the governor who has imposed more restrictions. Okay, okay. All right. We've got a problem here, guys, because this is the new year. It's barely been the first weekend. It's just like one weekend, and we're already seeing riots. But that's not new. Portland burning to the ground, of course it's not new. You know what is new? The fact that the right wing is now at the breaking point, to the point where when the right wing is saying F the police and the left wing are attacking the police, we've got a new social disorder in the Pacific Northwest that is rippling across our country. And I'm going to explain to you the significance. But first, I want to remind you that not only are we at a verge and a precipice of perhaps a civil war, but it is so important now more than ever that we not only protect ourselves in the real world, but we also protect ourselves online, which is why I'm proud to always promote the best VPN in the world, ExpressVPN. Now, if you don't know what that is, I will tell you this. A VPN essentially is a way for you to remain anonymous online. This allows you to encrypt all of your data, everything that you search, bounce around from server to server. These are areas of connection and essentially make you incognito. Now, this is not just about trying to cover your porn tracks or pretend like you can pirate videos. This is about protecting your information from people who want to steal it from you and sell it to those who will use it against you. You should believe me, it's true. Instagram's new term of services say that they can use your information to hack any account as long as you use their service. How do you prevent that? Use a VPN, protect yourself today. Go to expressvpn.com right now /offensive to find out how to get 3 months free of a year's subscription. You cannot wait for this. I encourage you to go to expressvpn.com/offensive, get 3 months free of a year's subscription, and also, guys, protect every device you own and computer. You cannot wait. There is no time to lose. Please protect your devices today. Let's talk about this. So it gets a little bit saucy here. this is going to get a little bit crazy. So as we talk about this, right, there's no shocker here. I feel like 2020 was the year of the riot. 2020 was the year of the problems that surfaced with racial tensions and civil and social unrest. But what we're not talking about now is why it's significant that it's happening here in 2021. Well, number one, the fact that we can't even get through one night, not even 1 hour of our nation without seeing civil unrest shows us that this movement, which was considered organic, that was allowed to fester in Democrat cities, has actually gotten out of hand to the point that Democrats no longer have control of it. Now, I know that because I was in D.C. and Shutdown D.C. held signs that said basically F Biden's campaign, F Biden. We don't want this sort of technocracy and this oligarchy. What we want is anarchy. So a lot of people think that Antifa and BLM are Biden voters. But now that BLM's been screwed by the Biden administration, they haven't gotten any of their wishes granted. They've come out against him. And now that Antifa as well has decided that what they realize is they don't want a Democrat in power. They don't want anyone in power. They want it to be a anarcho-communist society where there's no central leader and it's horizontally organized, also known traditionally as chaos. But we know that tides have changed and we're in a new year of rioting when the mayor of Portland himself, the worst person possibly in Oregon, very close to it, besides that homeless guy who plays a flute and throws his own bags of pee at police regularly, I would say that he even admitted that Antifa is real for the first time, a Democrat lawmaker, and that things have gotten out of control in the city of Portland and that they're going to have to escalate their response to it. Listen to this. This is a massive change of direction.
My good faith efforts at de-escalation have been met with ongoing violence and even scorn from radical Antifa and anarchists. In response, it will be necessary to use additional tools and to push the limits of the tools we already have to bring the criminal destruction and violence to an end. Lawlessness and anarchy come at great expense.
I'm playing the world's smallest violin.
To the future of our community. It's time to push back harder against those who are set on destroying our community and to take more risks in fighting lawlessness.
Okay, let's turn that down for a second. Wait a second. Antifa is a serious problem? Oh, I'm going to quit. I didn't even know this. This is like, I'm done. I'm not, what am I even doing here? Why do I even work? Why do I even do this job? I mean, and it's not just this, I'm not expecting Ted Wheeler to see this. I mean, he's seen my clips. He's seen Andy Ngo's clips. He's seen George Ventura, Richie McGinnis, Shelby Talcott, Drew, Kalen. I mean, BG. I mean, these people, we've been out there and we've shown them this is a problem from the start. Antifa and civil unrest isn't something you can just stop once the preferred candidate you want gets into office. And now we're seeing that with massive communes and takeovers happening in the streets of the Pacific Northwest, once one of the beautiful centers of this country is now seeing their fact that while they allowed violence to fester because it benefited the Democrat ticket, once Biden's in office, he's left them in the dust. Now they have no ability to overcome these things. And this is the importance about why we can't tolerate extremism. We cannot tolerate extremism in our country is because extremists don't tolerate us. And while the Democrats thought they could play with fire, in fact, let people literally play with fire on the streets of their cities, our cities, taxpayer cities, now we're finding out, oh, crap, we totally forgot that you can't control people who are extreme. Take the entire last couple decades in the Middle East. It looks like you can't fight an insurgency. And so now we have an insurgency on our streets thanks to these no good, useless leaders who have failed us as a country. And that's where we get into in the new year. But of course, I'm hopeful, because as the government fails to do its job, hey, it's left up to the people. That's the important matter. And I want to remind you guys, that's why more than ever, please remember, as big tech and everybody continues to thwart us, to continue to support this show in two reasons. Number one, please, for Freeway, go to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on Spotify, either or Google Play Store. It's totally a free way. The links are in the description. This is an audio-only podcast. We've been growing this. It's hard to get taken off the RSS as we expose this stuff. So please go to Apple Podcasts, go to Spotify, leave us that review, subscribe. That's awesome. I really appreciate it, so you can listen on the go. But also remember, even if we get taken down, which we are in massive threats, we have to work with legal teams to keep our accounts up. You can always find our content at blazetv.com/Elijah. It supports all of our trips. As we're going to talk about later, we're traveling on January 6th. On Wednesday, we're traveling. If you're watching this later, we might already be there to cover some of the insane things that are about to happen in DC, but your support directly at blazetv.com/Elijah is what continues to support this show. But you know, the insanity isn't just happening in Portland. Let's talk about some of the crazy things that are going on around the country, especially when it comes to COVID. 2021 has hit a new level of insanity. And we are living in an era now where the mentally ill are given a elevated platform to shame all of the normal and average people who are living in reality and in the science, to the point where I'm not sure that we know what to do, because the way that they're acting is so insane, but also so highly supported by big tech and institutions. It's like, you almost just have to laugh at this. Watch this clip of this girl who just loses it in an elevator because somebody wore their mask slightly incorrectly.
System, you are a delivery person incorrectly wearing the mask inside of a big building.
Is this incorrectly worn, guys? Is this incorrectly worn?
It wasn't like that the whole...
Well, you know, first of all, can I say, we're getting criticized from a woman who bleaches her hair but doesn't know what toner is. I mean, seriously, did you want your hair to be the color of your pee after you've had too much B complex vitamins? I mean, it's like neon yellow. But on reality, first of all, can we play that clip? We're gonna play that clip one more time. I want you to notice a few things. This woman is berating a delivery woman for having her mask slightly below her nose, I'm presuming. She's freaking out. She's pointing at her, not 6 feet away, crying with her untoned hair. And then she's white, screaming at a person of color, smashes glass, which could break. And also, if you caught that at the very end, let's keep that playing. If you catch that, her mask falls below her nose at the end. Watch. It's so good. Watch this. So she's like, you're not wearing your mask right. And then her mask just goes, oh, right there. It fell. Her anger caused her to repeat the very same sins that she claims to be against. Shocker. I know. Isn't this exactly the craziest thing? It's almost like the U.S. fighting literal Nazis and fascists in World War II to prevent totalitarianism from spreading. And then we form the UN after World War II, along with all these national global organizations, and become something much more worse long-term in the terms of the fact that globalists now control our country and we no longer are isolationists. I mean, it's kind of sad, but we've lost our country in many ways to people who hate us. just like this woman. And now the reason why I want to talk about this is because we are living in an era not only where riots have become acceptable, but people assaulting us and screaming at us while emulating the same response is somehow acceptable. Now, us as normal people, if you're like me, you are past the tipping point, because it's like, we're not supposed to be used to, you know, anarchists and communists having the right to commit crimes on our streets. We're not supposed to be used to poor hygienic young women, possibly on her period, but clearly seriously need someone without their medication, freaking out, yelling at us. And somehow she's right, and she's allowed to do this. We have a mental illness problem on our hands. And I believe that global powers have created a subversion campaign in our society over many decades to sort of create a division amongst us, to purposely let the insane people gain a platform to become a genuine contributor to the conversation. Like with anarchists and BLM, they're insane. They shouldn't have a place at the table. They should have freedom of speech and the right to speak, but we shouldn't be promoting them on our networks and our universities. I mean, these people are bad news for unity and for the future of our country. And so are these insane people pushing masks on all of us. I mean, they say anti-maskers are crazy. I don't know any anti-maskers telling people wearing masks, do not wear a mask. From all they care, wear whatever you want. I mean, in a lot of Middle Eastern countries, people have been wearing masks for, you know, their daily lives, whether it was free will or not. I'm just saying it's been happening. But I'm going to tell you that people are going to snap soon. Have you seen that clip from that was shared by, I believe it was originally shared by Ezra Levant of Rebel News, that all across the country, we are seeing our nation being swept from us, and 2020 is becoming the year of the new normal. In Canada, which I know a lot of you guys don't care about, which is fine, but some of my viewers are Canadian and we love you. I want to let you know that there was more than six people in a family eating dinner together. Their neighbor snitched on them and the police forcefully came to break it up, and the people just snapped. They were done with it. I think we have that clip right now. Let's watch this.
Hey! Il peut plus respirer, arrête! Il peut plus respirer!
Yeah, what you saw is a normal family being treated like criminals in this new year for celebrating the new year together as a good family would do. Guys, we are in the era of good being called evil and evil being called good, right being called wrong and wrong being called right. But a lot of you ask, as this happens, as we are treated like criminals for living out our basic God-given rights and liberties, what do we do in response? I mean, what do we do when the fact that normal people are meant to feel weird and weird people are meant to become the norm, right? This is how you destroy internally a society. It's as almost as if it's designed, because it is designed. You have to ask yourself, well, how do we know? I mean, how do you really know that politicians are so out of touch? Speaking of out of touch, did you see Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City? The most disgusting thing I've seen in a long time. And believe me, when I was younger, I saw two girls, one cup. And that was the most disgusting thing I had seen, and to this day, do not Google that. But now I watched this. I want to play the clip for you. I want to warn you, if you have children at home, if you are sensitive to things, viewer discretion is advised. Remember, this is a sitting official in a city that is locked down. People are not allowed to meet for private gatherings. They're not allowed to go out in the street. They cannot open their businesses. This is how he celebrated New Year's. Please. We can turn the volume down on that for a second. What you are witnessing, guys, is something much more worse than sexual degeneracy and deviancy. You're witnessing tyranny, which is allowing not only the degeneracy in our country to flourish, not only promoting it, but at the same time, while they lecture every single one of us about how, oh, you need to wear a mask, and you need to not meet with your family in your home, and oh, you need to not care about riots and these things in the streets. You know what Bill de Blasio did while he's ruined his whole city and said nobody could celebrate the new year? He celebrated the new year dancing with his wife. And what a tone-deaf thing that is. How dare you, as a leader of a city, do the complete opposite in broad daylight, well, technically city light, on nationally televised programming, showing people that you, as the leader of the city, have more rights, you have more ability and more freedom than the people who elected you. tar and feathers were used on Les. And I know he probably thought, to be fair, oh, you know, how is this a big problem? I'm just dancing with my wife. Well, that's the same thing we're all asking you. Why is that a big problem? It's a big problem because you made it a big problem. It's because you've designated it as a problem, not because it is. And a lot of the problems we're facing today are because government has allowed them. Now 2021 is the first time in history where government is telling us, hey, look, 2020, yeah, the year where the government caused mostly all the problems in your life. How are we going to fix them in 2021? Here's a little more government to fix your government problems. Yeah, exactly. And for a mayor to think that he has the right to live above the will of the people in his own decrees, well, he's exactly like almost every other individual who's currently in politics preaching that same narrative, including politicians in Canada who have been caught, including school teacher union leaders who are caught in the Bahamas, vacationing by pools, saying they can't open up their schools safely. They can travel internationally, but they can't open up their schools. I mean, we are living in a state of designed corruption meant to push us to the tipping point, and that's the truth. And I'm not the only one who lost it over this. I think, do we have the clip of Andy Cohen? Andy Cohen on CNN. It's CNN! Oh my gosh, CNN lost it over this too. Of just, I think when CNN loses it, you know something's wrong. Watch this.
And 2020 is gone.
And 2020 is freaking gone.
So
we flushed it down the toilet.
I definitely do not need this.
Like the fecal mess that it was. This is a little half. I like saying that. Let's just. I'm glad I brought two bottles of this.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Oh my God.
That's how I felt when I saw Mayor de Blasio dancing just now.
I just don't
need to see that at the beginning of 2021. Do something with this city. Honestly, get it together.
Well, guys, Goodness. Drunk thoughts right. are honest thoughts. In this case, when CNN is drunk, it's like they tell the truth. It makes you wonder what they've been doing this entire time. And as people are past that, why is this happening? Well, I think a lot of us are coming to that conclusion. I want to talk to you a little bit about what's happening on January 6th. A lot of you guys know and have been told that people are meeting possibly in the millions in Washington, D.C. Of course, Muriel Bowser, the somewhat hack lesbian mayor, I'm not even sure she's a lesbian. She just looks like a lesbian. No shame to the lesbians. Not all of you even look like one, but she looks like your typical butch woman who probably has a big attitude and no reason for that ego. She's not only been a terrible mayor who sanctioned terrorism, she's also pressured and worked with lobbyist groups to keep hotels shut down, dining shut down, keep streets shut down, and pretty much make this event as difficult as possible. Why? Because Donald Trump asked us all to be there. It's important to understand that on January 6th, what is happening? Well, this is a little history lesson, right? You had Rutherford B. Hayes, who ended up winning and being the president of the United States, was in a runoff and an issue where states were challenging each other's on the electors from the Electoral College. Essentially, there was no system in place to work and to solidify an actual election where there was a general contestion of the election. So what they did is they selected five members of the House, five members of the Senate, and then five Supreme Court members to decide the election. Now, the Congress members, they voted upon party lines, which didn't help, you know, create anything in the dispute to help settle it. Then the Supreme Court members, they ended up basically settling the election. But a lot of people were mad because each party was thinking, well, the Supreme Court is appointed, not elected. So the fact that the Supreme Court can control and decide the outcome of a presidency kind of takes power away from the people. So we ended up having the Electoral Count Act. I think it was 1867 or 1877. I think it's 1867. You can correct me on that. That was put into place, which essentially allowed this vote to happen for this certification of the election in Washington, D.C. between Congress and the Senate, where the chambers would debate for 2 hours, listen to objections, and ultimately the vice president would preside. Now, the reason why a lot of people think the election might get overturned is simply because the clause in this act essentially gives the vice president sort of a loose power over this hearing to keep order. And some extreme interpreters believe that this means that he can sort of overturn the election. I don't think that's realistic, but it's saying it's technically that's a legal loophole. While other people are saying that the power to keep order is just to prevent people from killing each other in the chambers during a heated election process. However, because there are legal loopholes and according to sources, Biden canceled his inaugural parade which is interesting because a few days before Hillary Clinton lost the election, she canceled her fireworks show. It's interesting to watch that maybe there's a plan that Biden might lose the election. I don't know, though. And I'm not a hero reporter who tells you things you want to hear. And while the Lynn Woods and people like that exist that are trying to get everyone fired up, like Trump's going to win. The fact is I have the same source as many of them do, and we don't know that. So I'll never give you guys a lie. Secondly, we don't exactly know why Trump asked us to be there. A lot of different groups have speakers and support, and that's great. I love morale. But ultimately, Trump has on his Twitter areas where we can go to meet. He wants us to be, I believe... just go to his Twitter and check it out. You can also go to Jack Posobiec. He retweeted it. I don't have it here. I'm sorry. It's our first episode back. We're just getting things rolling again. But Donald Trump asked us to be there. And three, why is this important? Because whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, a lot of us are populists. We don't like the global order coming in when Biden lost more than 50% less of the counties that Obama did, but somehow got more votes than any sitting president in history. It makes you wonder, without ever leaving his basement, how that legitimately happened. And whether it legitimately happened. And that's what we want to know and come together to hold people accountable. So I will see you guys on January 6th. Savannah and I will be there reporting live on Twitter. Check it out on Twitter at Elijah Schaefer, at Slightly Offends, also at The Blaze TV or at Blaze TV. And on top of that, we'll be making some content that'll be released. We'll also be shooting in DC this week. Thank you guys so much again for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive with your 11th to 12th favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer. I'm so happy to be back in it, guys. I'll let you know, Madison is still here. She's currently delayed on a flight. They didn't have wheelchair access because they're discriminatory. Some people wonder, are the airlines ever going to get it right? I don't know. But she's on her way. She finally got a flight. She's coming back. She'll be here next week. Savannah will be back on the show as well. And please continue to support our sponsor, expressvpn.com/offensive. Check us out at blazetv.com/Elijah. And as always, subscribe to this YouTube channel and leave us a 5-star review. Have a great rest of the week, a great start of the year, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.